I'm still getting emails about the production incident we had last quarter where our CI/CD pipeline failed to properly validate a critical merge request, resulting in a vulnerable library being deployed to production. And what's even more surprising is that it was caused by a simple misconfiguration of the needs keyword in our DAG pipeline, which led to a lack of parallelism and ultimately a failure to run our SAST and DAS scans in a timely manner. We were using GitLab CI/CD 13.10 at the time, and it just goes to show how important it is to have a deep understanding of your pipeline configurations, especially when it comes to advanced features like pipeline chaining and child pipelines. We were using the include keyword to reuse snippets of our pipeline configuration, but we didn't account for the fact that the child pipeline was running in a separate context, which meant that our security scans weren't being triggered correctly.
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with large, complex pipelines that involve multiple stages and jobs, and you're trying to optimize for speed and efficiency while also ensuring that you're not introducing any security vulnerabilities. We've been using GitLab CI/CD for a while now, and one of the things that's really impressed me is the built-in support for security scanning, including SAST, DAST, and container scanning. It's all integrated right into the SAST CI pipeline, so you can get instant feedback on any potential security issues. And it's not just about running the scans. It's also about how you're integrating the results into your overall pipeline workflow. We've been using the GitLab compliance frameworks to help us manage our security and compliance requirements, and it's been a game changer for us, especially when it comes to separation of duties and protected environments.
I'd push back on that. In our experience, while the built-in security scanning is definitely a powerful feature, it's not a replacement for a comprehensive security strategy. And we've found that we need to use a combination of tools and techniques to get a complete picture of our security posture. That being said, the GitLab compliance frameworks are definitely a step in the right direction. And the fact that they're integrated right into the pipeline means that you can get real-time feedback on whether your pipeline is compliant with your organization's security policies. We've also been using the protected environments feature to ensure that our production deployments are properly gated and that only authorized personnel can approve the deployment. It's been a big help in reducing the risk of unintended changes making it to production. And we've also been exploring the use of OIDC integration for our cloud providers to make it easier to manage access and authentication across our pipeline.
The thing most teams miss about that is that it's not just about the technical implementation. It's also about the people and process side of things and how you're managing your GitLab runner fleet and ensuring that you have the right approvals and controls in place. We've been using the merge request approval policies to ensure that our code changes are properly reviewed and approved before they make it to production, and it's been a big help in reducing the risk of errors and vulnerabilities. But what's really interesting is the new GitLab Duo AI feature, which can automatically generate pipeline configurations for you based on your specific use case and requirements. It's still early days for this feature, but it has the potential to be a game changer for teams that are struggling to keep up with the complexity of their pipelines. And we've also been looking at how we can use the GitLab compliance frameworks to help us manage our compliance requirements and ensure that we're meeting all the necessary regulatory and industry standards.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement a zero-trust architecture for our pipeline, and we realized that we needed to have much more fine-grained control over our GitLab runner fleet and how it was interacting with our pipeline. So we ended up using a combination of GitLab CI/CD and Kubernetes to create a highly secure and scalable pipeline infrastructure. It was a lot of work, but it's been worth it, because we now have a pipeline that's not only highly secure, but also highly efficient and scalable. And we're using the GitLab UI to manage our pipeline configurations and to get real-time feedback on our pipeline performance. And we've also been exploring the use of GitLab's built-in support for container scanning to ensure that our container images are free from vulnerabilities, and it's been a big help in reducing the risk of security breaches.
What's really important to note here is that the key to success is to have a deep understanding of your pipeline configurations and how they're interacting with your overall security and compliance strategy, and to be constantly monitoring and evaluating your pipeline performance to ensure that you're meeting your security and compliance requirements. And we found that using a combination of tools and techniques, including GitLab CI/CD, Kubernetes, and OIDC integration, has been highly effective in helping us achieve our security and compliance goals. And we're also looking at how we can use the GitLab compliance frameworks to help us manage our compliance requirements and to ensure that we're meeting all the necessary regulatory and industry standards. And it's not just about the technical implementation. It's also about the people and process side of things and how you're managing your pipeline and ensuring that you have the right approvals and controls in place.
We've seen this in action with one of our clients who was using GitLab CI/CD to automate their deployment pipeline. And they were able to integrate their security scanning tools, such as SAST, DAST, into the pipeline, which allowed them to identify and remediate vulnerabilities early on. And they also implemented a compliance framework using GitLab's built-in compliance features, which helped them to manage their regulatory requirements and ensure that they were meeting all the necessary standards. And what was interesting was that they were using a combination of Kubernetes and OIDC integration to manage their pipeline, which allowed them to have fine-grained control over access and authentication.
One of the key challenges that they faced was integrating their existing toolset with GitLab CI/CD, and they had to do some custom configuration to get everything working together seamlessly. And they used a combination of API calls and webhooks to integrate their security scanning tools with the pipeline. And they also had to configure their Kubernetes cluster to work with GitLab's auto-scaling feature, which allowed them to scale their pipeline up and down as needed. And they used OIDC integration to manage access to the pipeline, which allowed them to control who could trigger deployments and access sensitive data.
Another example that comes to mind is a large enterprise that was using GitLab CI/CD to manage their complex software development lifecycle, and they had multiple teams working on different components of the software, and they needed to ensure that all the components were built and deployed consistently. And they used GitLab's pipeline features to create a standardized build and deployment process. And they also used GitLab's compliance frameworks to manage their regulatory requirements, and they implemented a series of automated tests and security scans to ensure that the software met all the necessary standards. And what was interesting was that they used a combination of GitLab's built-in features and custom scripts to manage their pipeline, which allowed them to tailor the pipeline to their specific needs.
In terms of war stories, one that stands out is when we were working with a client who was using GitLab CI/CD to deploy their software to a cloud-based infrastructure, and they were experiencing issues with their pipeline failing due to network connectivity problems, and they had to troubleshoot the issue and implement a series of retries and timeouts to ensure that the pipeline could recover from failures. And they also had to configure their security scanning tools to ignore certain types of false positives, which were causing the pipeline to fail unnecessarily. And they used GitLab's built-in features to manage their pipeline's dependencies and ensure that all the necessary components were built and deployed in the correct order.
We've also seen some interesting use cases for GitLab CI/CD in the enterprise space, such as using it to manage the deployment of machine learning models and integrating it with other tools and platforms such as Jenkins and Docker, and using it to manage the deployment of cloud-native applications. And one of the key benefits of using GitLab CI/CD in these scenarios is that it provides a standardized and automated way of managing the deployment process, which helps to reduce errors and improve efficiency, and it also provides a high degree of visibility and control over the deployment process, which is critical in large and complex enterprise environments.
In terms of integration points, one of the key areas of focus for us has been integrating GitLab CI/CD with other security tools and platforms, such as vulnerability scanners and compliance management systems. And we've been working on developing a series of APIs and integrations that allow us to integrate GitLab CI/CD with these tools and provide a seamless and automated way of managing the security and compliance aspects of the deployment process. And we're also looking at integrating GitLab CI/CD with other DevOps tools, such as Puppet and Ansible, to provide a more comprehensive and automated way of managing the deployment process.
From a security perspective, one of the key considerations when using GitLab CI/CD is ensuring that the pipeline is properly secured and access controlled. And we've been working on developing a series of best practices and guidelines for securing GitLab CI/CD pipelines. And one of the key recommendations is to use a combination of authentication and authorization mechanisms, such as OIDC and role-based access control, to control access to the pipeline and to ensure that all sensitive data is properly encrypted and protected. And we're also recommending that users implement a series of automated security scans and tests to ensure that the pipeline is properly secured and configured.
We're also seeing a lot of interest in using GitLab CI/CD to manage the deployment of serverless applications. And we're working on developing a series of features and integrations that allow us to support this use case. And one of the key benefits of using GitLab CI/CD in this scenario is that it provides a standardized and automated way of managing the deployment process, which helps to reduce errors and improve efficiency. And it also provides a high degree of visibility and control over the deployment process, which is critical in large and complex enterprise environments. And we're also seeing a lot of interest in using GitLab CI/CD to manage the deployment of applications that use containerization and orchestration technologies, such as Kubernetes and Docker.
In terms of real-world examples, we've seen companies like Siemens and IBM using GitLab CI/CD to manage their complex software development and deployment processes. And they're taking advantage of features like auto DevOps and cloud-native deployments to streamline their pipelines and improve efficiency. And one of the key benefits they've seen is the ability to integrate with other tools and systems, such as Jira, Splunk, to provide a more comprehensive view of their development and deployment processes. And we're also seeing a lot of interest in using GitLab CI/CD to support advanced use cases like machine learning and data science, where the ability to automate and streamline complex workflows is critical.
For instance, companies like Ticketmaster and Goldman Sachs are using GitLab CI/CD to manage their machine learning workflows, and they're leveraging features like GitLab's built-in support for Docker and Kubernetes to deploy and manage their models. And we're also seeing a lot of interest in using GitLab CI/CD to support data science workflows, where the ability to integrate with tools like Jupyter Notebooks and Apache Spark is critical. And one of the key benefits of using GitLab CI/CD in this scenario is that it provides a standardized and automated way of managing the workflow, which helps to reduce errors and improve efficiency. And it also provides a high degree of visibility and control over the workflow, which is critical in large and complex enterprise environments.
One war story that comes to mind is a company that was using a combination of GitLab CI/CD and Kubernetes to deploy a complex microservices-based application. And they were using a tool like Istio to manage the service mesh and provide features like traffic management and security. And they were able to use GitLab CI/CD to automate the deployment process and provide a high degree of visibility and control over the application. And they were also able to use GitLab's built-in support for security scanning and compliance frameworks to ensure that their application was secure and compliant with regulatory requirements. And we're seeing more and more companies adopting this type of approach, where they're using a combination of tools and technologies to support their software development and deployment processes.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we're seeing a lot of companies adopting a hub-and-spoke model, where they have a central team that's responsible for managing the overall CI/CD process. And then they have smaller teams that are responsible for managing specific applications or services. And they're using GitLab CI/CD to provide a standardized and automated way of managing the deployment process. And they're also using features like role-based access control and audit, logging to ensure that they have a high degree of visibility and control over the process. And we're also seeing a lot of companies adopting a DevSecOps approach, where they're integrating security into the CI/CD process, and they're using tools like GitLab's built-in security, scanning, and compliance frameworks to ensure that their applications are secure. And
one advanced use case that's gaining traction is the use of GitLab CI/CD to support cloud-native deployments, where companies are using a combination of cloud providers and containerization technologies to deploy and manage their applications, and they're using GitLab CI/CD to automate the deployment process and provide a high degree of visibility and control over the application. And they're also using features like GitLab's built-in support for serverless deployments and functions as a service to support their cloud-native deployments. And we're seeing more and more companies adopting this type of approach, where they're using a combination of tools and technologies to support their cloud-native deployments.
In terms of integration points, we're seeing a lot of companies using GitLab CI/CD to integrate with other tools and systems, such as Jira and Splunk, to provide a more comprehensive view of their development and deployment processes. And they're using features like webhooks and APIs to integrate with these tools. And they're also using features like GitLab's built-in support for Kubernetes and Docker to deploy and manage their applications. And we're seeing more and more companies adopting this type of approach, where they're using a combination of tools and technologies to support their software development and deployment processes.
Security considerations are also critical when it comes to CI/CD, and we're seeing a lot of companies using GitLab CI/CD to support their security scanning and compliance frameworks, and they're using features like GitLab's built-in support for security scanning and compliance frameworks to ensure that their applications are secure and compliant. And they're also using features like role-based access control and audit logging to ensure that they have a high degree of visibility and control over the deployment process. And we're seeing more and more companies adopting this type of approach, where they're integrating security into the CI/CD process.
For instance, companies like FINRA and NASDAQ are using GitLab CI/CD to support their security scanning and compliance frameworks. And they're leveraging features like GitLab's built-in support for security scanning and compliance frameworks to ensure that their applications are secure and compliant. And they're also using features like GitLab's built-in support for containerization and orchestration to deploy and manage their applications. And we're seeing a lot of interest in using GitLab CI/CD to support advanced security use cases like secret management and vulnerability management.
In terms of specific tool configurations, we've seen companies using a combination of GitLab CI/CD and Kubernetes to deploy and manage their applications. And they're using tools like Istio to manage the service mesh and provide features like traffic management and security. And they're also using tools like Prometheus and Grafana to monitor and visualize their applications. And we're seeing more and more companies adopting this type of approach, where they're using a combination of tools and technologies to support their software development and
One example that comes to mind is a company that was using a combination of GitLab CI/CD and Kubernetes to deploy a complex microservices-based application. And they were using a tool like Argo CD to manage the deployment process and provide features like automated rollbacks and rollouts. And they were also using a tool like Snyk to manage their dependencies and ensure that their application was secure and compliant. And they were able to use GitLab CI/CD to automate the deployment process and provide a high degree of visibility and control over the...
All right. So as we wrap up this episode on GitLab CI/CD, I think there are a few key takeaways that our listeners should keep in mind. Firstly, the importance of integrating security scanning into your CI/CD pipeline cannot be overstated. It's crucial for identifying vulnerabilities before they become major issues. Secondly, compliance frameworks are not just about checking boxes. They're about ensuring your pipeline is aligned with industry standards and regulations. And lastly, the flexibility of GitLab CI/CD allows for seamless integration with other tools, making it a powerful choice for complex deployments.
I agree with Daniel on those points, but I'd like to add a few more. For me, one of the key takeaways is the value of automation in reducing manual errors and increasing deployment speed. Another point is the benefit of using tools like Argo CD for managing deployments, especially in microservices architectures. And finally, the visibility and control provided by GitLab CI/CD are invaluable for debugging and optimizing your pipeline.
I see your points, Diana, but I still think the security aspect is what matters most. If your application isn't secure, all the automation and speed in the world won't save you from a breach.
I understand where you're coming from, Daniel, but I have to respectfully disagree. Security is crucial, yes, but without automation and efficiency, you're not going to be able to scale or compete. It's a balance, and I think our listeners need to consider all these factors when designing their CI/CD pipelines.
Well, it looks like we'll have to agree to disagree on that point. Thanks for the lively discussion, Diana, and to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, please reach out to us on our social media channels.
Absolutely. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more episodes on DevOps, CI/CD, and related technologies. Until next time, stay automated and keep on coding.
Cheers to that. See you in the next episode.
Looking forward to it. Bye for now.